friends, and welcome to this Fireside Friday audio reflection, designed to bring a little extra calm and stillness into your day. If at all possible, try to listen at a time when you don't have anything else to do and when you're least likely to get interrupted, when you can sit in a favorite chair with a cozy blanket or lie down on your bed. And if you happen to fall asleep, consider that a big win. Remember, the point of meditation isn't to stop all of our distracting thoughts, but just to become more aware of them. And each time when our thoughts wander and we bring them back, it's like a small push-up for our brain. Meditating is a way to live out the verse, "Be still and know that I am God." And this is an audio meditation tailored specifically to our needs as introverted mothers. This semester, we are literary life coaching our way through the book, A Silver Willow by the Shore, written by author Kelly Stewart. And one of the main themes is releasing the past while also trusting God to redeem the future. So I thought that a reflection on those two concepts would be perfect for us today. Thinking about these themes brought to my mind a scene from Corrie Ten Boom's book, The Hiding Place, that takes place when she was a young girl. Let me read it to you. Seated next to my father in the train compartment, I suddenly asked, "Father, what is sex sin?" He turned to look at me, as he always did when answering a question. But to my surprise, he said nothing. At last, he stood up, lifted his traveling case off the floor, and set it down. "Will you carry it off the train, Corrie?" he said. I stood up and tugged at it. It was crammed with the watches and spare parts he had purchased that morning. "It's too heavy," I said. "Yes," he said. And it would be a pretty poor father who would ask his little girl to carry such a load. It's the same way, Corrie, with knowledge. Some knowledge is too heavy for children. When you are older and stronger, you can bear it. For now, you must trust me to carry it for you. Using a similar metaphor, let's practice releasing both past and future to God today, allowing Him to be the one to carry them for us. Start by taking a moment to relax your body. Soften any tension in your belly, your shoulders, and find a posture that feels relaxed yet alert to you. Now close your eyes and rest your hands in an easy, effortless way. Take a few moments to scan your awareness throughout your body, and wherever possible, soften and release obvious areas of physical tension that you notice. Be aware of your body, your breathing, your chest rising and falling with each breath. And now imagine standing in the street outside of your home with two heavy suitcases. Know that one of them is full of worries about the future, and the other is full of regrets about the past. Take a moment standing there in the street, holding these two heavy suitcases, and reflect about each one. Reflect about the future, how it will come on its own accord, and that most of what we worry about never actually happens. Standing out there in the street, reflect about the past, your other heavy suitcase. Consider how it cannot be changed. All we can do in the present is to learn from it, to implement whatever lessons the past has taught us, heal where we can, and move forward. Standing there in the street, feeling the weight of these suitcases, make a decision. Do you want to drop the suitcase of worry about the future? If so, simply drop it. Then standing there in the street with the other suitcase, which is so heavy with the past, make another decision. Do you want to drop it? If so, go ahead, just drop it. When you've dropped your two suitcases, walk into your home and imagine taking your seat wherever you are right now and plop down so relaxed, like someone coming home from a long trip. Dropping suitcases and just relaxing, rested in the present, just breathing. Resting in the natural well-being of this one moment, not needing anything else. Now imagine looking out a window near where you're sitting. Imagine watching Jesus walk into the street and pick up your two suitcases. He takes them away for you, where he will keep them safe, carrying them for you, so you don't have to be burdened by them. Now allow yourself to simply rest. this is your true home. You're not called to carry heavy suitcases of worry about the future or ones full of regrets about the past. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I like to end all of my meditations with three final deep breaths. And as you take each inhale and exhale, listen to the following, which I adapted from a prayer created by St. Patrick many centuries ago. Christ above me. Christ below me. Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ within me, Christ flow through me. Now, when you feel ready, slowly open your eyes. Thank you for joining me for this Fireside Friday reflection, dear friends. I will talk to you soon.